How you doing? Welcome to Practice Podcast number 2. 2 of 3, I think, before we're actually up to speed again. Maybe 2 of 4. No, I think 3. Well, 3 or I'll never do one again. How about that? How about if I'm not back up to speed by number 3, I'm just never going to do this again. Because I don't know if I have it in me to be angry every week. No, let me take that back. Well, no, I'm beyond angry now. I'm tired and I've given up. You know, I'm irritated at all of you. It used to be I'd get on here, I'd complain about my life for a little bit, and give everybody a little bit of my perspective on what's going on in the news, and then call it a day. I can't turn on the news anymore without just hating everyone who lives in this country. It's just a bigger citizenship of morons you couldn't ask to be around. I don't have it in me really to complain about this anymore. I don't. Have it in me. I can't take it. I think the straw that broke the camel's back was just this week with the gay marriage announced, the ruling from the Supreme Court. And just the news feed on Facebook just exploded with people's opinions on it, and my email was just full of propaganda. It just 3% to 5% of this population is gay. So one, I don't know why everybody's pretending that they give a damn. You don't really give a shit. And I can prove it. I'm going to do that in about, 10 seconds. But I don't know why everyone's pretending they give a shit. And I don't know why I have to pretend I give a shit. I don't know why people give a fuck what I think about gay marriage to the point of emailing me and pestering me and trying to put shit up on my wall on Facebook. First of all, I'm not gay. So I don't care. And if you think that's out of line, I think you're an idiot. I'm not gay. If you're gay, wouldn't you want me to just not vote on it? Why the fuck would you want somebody who's not gay voting on whether or not you can get married as a gay person? That's madness. That's absolutely asinine. You should be offended that I would want to put my 2 cents in on what you can do with your fucking life. Why would you want the input of some hetero guy who's been divorced once on whether or not you can get fucking married? You should be telling me not to vote at all. It's none of your fucking business. Stay home. Really, how about we just let the gays vote on whether they can be married? Doesn't that make more sense than any of this and all of us getting fucking involved? How about all the gays just work it out themselves on whether or not they want to get married? How about that? And you gotta leave me the fuck alone. That's how I want it on things I care about that affect me. Like, let's say, gun rights. Actually, that's a perfect example. Gun rights. I don't want people voting on gun rights who have never fired a gun, owned a gun, held a gun, don't know anything about guns. Those people shouldn't be voting on gun rights because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're voting based on a bunch of shit they saw in the movies and something that scared them on the news that week. Those people shouldn't be voting on that. And I shouldn't be voting on gay marriage. I'm not gay. Why the fuck should I be voting on it? It's asinine. I should be staying the fuck out of it, and that's what I'm doing. That's if you're gay. Now, if you're not gay, and somehow you think whether or not two people get married who you're never going to fucking meet, or probably don't live anywhere near, will never see in your whole life, you think that's some personal affront to you, or it's immoral, or whatever, fine. We can all agree to disagree, I guess. I mean, whatever. But once you get into the realm of I have to agree with you that this is wrong, or I'm bad too. You just got to screw loose. You absolutely got to screw loose. Me not telling them they're a bunch of assholes makes me a bad person because you think what they're doing is bad. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You know, I don't have kids, so I don't vote on school referendums. And I'm not gay, so I'm not going to vote on gay marriage. And I don't want to hear about it. I don't care. Do whatever the hell you want. And that's more honest than about 99% of the people and everybody on Facebook who posted something on their news feed the morning that this ruling came down. I'm going to say right now, you don't really give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. You don't care at all. You just want to look good to your gay friends, or you want to look down on people who are against gay marriage, or, you know, it's just some sort of sick hobby to you. And let's keep in mind what this is all about. This is about, theoretically, two people who love each other who want to have some sort of legal equality, right? So, theoretically, to the people who want this law to pass because it affects them, this is incredibly important, theoretically. And there you are just posting shit on Facebook just the same as you post recipes or pictures of cats. You're all a bunch of assholes. And here's why. Ruling came down in the morning. Instantly. You're all on Facebook. Instantly. People are emailing. Instantly. Everybody's saying what they think. And, oh, isn't this great? No, blah, blah, blah. And you're a bigot because you don't like it. No, you're ruining our culture and you're ruining... Blah, 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 blah. Fuck all of you. Because none of you bothered to put in even as much effort as me. A guy who admittedly doesn't care at all. I got tired of sifting through the news feeds trying to find any story that said what the ruling actually fucking said. I got exhausted trying to find some news agency that would tell me what exactly the Supreme Court said. Sure, they struck down these two laws. Well, if you're in third grade, I guess you think that that means that's all there is to it. But, you know, if you're a fucking adult and have paid any attention to any Supreme Court rulings in the last 30 years, you'll know that just because they struck down this ruling may or not mean jack squat. Because here's what the current Supreme Court likes to do. They like to punt. They like to kick the can down the road. They like to take on these big monumental cases, but not actually give any monumental rulings about 99% of the time. Here's what they like to do. They'll take, they'll take like a gun ban law from some state, right? And they'll strike it down. Well, okay, we can all have guns in that state. Well, not really, because they don't strike it down based on the spirit of the law or the basis of the law or the overall tone of the law. They'll say line 2 here makes it unconstitutional. So the way it's worded here in line 2 is why it's wrong, and have a nice day. Which means that state can now just rewrite the fucking law, rewording line 2, vote on it, pass it, have people challenge it in court, have a bunch of appeals, and blah, 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 kick it all the way back up to the Supreme Court. Of course, by then, all these court officials will be dead, so they don't give a fuck. And there you go. Have a nice day. That's what they do. They punt. They kick the can down the road. They send the ruling out, you know, strike down the law or uphold the law based on one little bit of minutia, and then we all get to rework the law and argue about it for another 10 fucking years. That's what the Supreme Court does over and over and over and over again. So they come up with this ruling saying these two laws are stricken down, and everybody thinks that's the end of it. Woo, whoop-de-fucking-doo. Eventually, I got tired of trying to find out on what basis they struck these laws down and just went to the Supreme Court itself, the website, where they have the actual ruling, which is 77 fucking pages of legalese. Now, I admittedly don't care one way or the other. But of all you people who do care so much, and you're a bigot if you don't agree, and you're ruining the culture if you do agree, did any of you assholes read this ruling? No. Because it's impossible to read it in 5 minutes. It's impossible to read it in the time that you learned the ruling came down and when you posted on Facebook or sent out an email or opened your fucking pie hole about it. If you actually care about this, why didn't you read the ruling? Because you don't care. You care a little bit. You care enough to look cool, perhaps. Or you care because it affects your friend or affects this. You care a little bit. But not enough to read what the court actually said. 77 pages of legalese that nobody even sniffed at before opening their pie holes about it. Including all these newsmen. 77 pages of legalese. Who knows what kind of minutia is in there? You can't take 77 pages of legalese and just break it down and go, this is the gist of it. Because somewhere in their 77 pages might be some wrinkle or wormhole or God knows what, which makes all these laws and everything they said not mean a fucking thing. Somewhere in there, maybe some way for the voters of California, let's say, to just rewrite the thing or go about it a different way or do this, and we're right back to where we fucking started. You don't know because you didn't read it. None of the talking heads that morning know, because if they did read it, they blew through it once and then sat their ass in front of a camera and just gurgled up whatever they thought about it. And you all just ran out and reacted based on that. Woo! Yay! Yay! Somebody explained something to me! Boo! I don't like what he explained! ran out and reacted based on what somebody told you to think about it. What somebody else said about it. Instead of going directly to the source, about something you care so deeply about. Something that's going to affect everyone's life. You didn't bother to go to the direct source and read it. You're so damn lazy. And you just flick on Fox News and hear that asshole. Jesus is weeping. And then you run out, boo! These facts are making Jesus cry! you think Jesus gives a damn what the Supreme Court says? I don't even understand what that guy believes! He thinks Jesus cares what the Supreme Court says? I don't think anybody believes that! You either believe he's dead or he's in charge of the universe! I don't think anybody but Mike Huckabee thinks he spent that morning reading a Supreme Court ruling! Who is this asshole? And that's who you're listening to. And the people on the left, they're the same breed of idiot. They're just saying the opposite thing. Bunch of dullards. And you people are behaving like simpletons. Flicking on whatever and getting 2 seconds worth of what was actually said by the Supreme Court and then running out, reacting based on that, instead of going directly to the source. Like an adult, and making up your own mind based on what you read from the actual person. And by the way, everybody who was on the pro-gay marriage side, who thinks everybody who is against this or didn't want the law stricken down are just a bunch of dumb bigots, well, guess what? There's a 27-page rebuttal from the opposing view, from the opposing 4 Supreme Court justices. 27 pages long if you want to know what the other side thinks. If you actually care about this issue. Or are you afraid you're too stupid to understand what he said, this dumb bigot? So irritated when I saw it. Because I know what this court does, because I've been paying attention. As soon as the ruling comes down, everybody, you know, the gay people are cheering in the street, and everybody else is kicking the dirt. Ooh, they get to get married. Me. Not one of them knowing anything that the ruling actually said. So, who the fuck knows? It's going to be weeks and maybe months before we figure out whether or not there's some loophole in here, or some other way around, or God knows what, and... You know, best case scenario for the gays, they now get to have to go to every state and pass a gay marriage law, except for the 13 that already have it. So, there's no red letter day here. You know, you didn't storm the beaches at Normandy and overthrow the Nazis or whatever glorious event you think this was. That's not what happened. And by the way, if it went the other way, it wouldn't have meant you're screwed either. If they would have upheld all these laws, that doesn't mean you couldn't have came at it from another angle with this court. I'm tired of everybody acting like children and just fucking reacting. We're the grown-ups now, see? All you 20-somethings and 30-somethings, we're the grown-ups. We need to start acting like it and not just sucking in two sentences of news information and running around like a bunch of fucking assholes. I'm tired of it. We can't survive as a nation like this. Just 3 million idiots who believe whatever they're told and then act like it's the gospel and beat each other over the head with it. Call each other names. A bunch of fucking idiots out there. Download the shit from the source and read it and then decide what you think of it. Don't listen to Sean Hannity or Rachel Maddow or whoever the fuck they put up on the news who tells you what the Supreme Court thinks when you can go and find out what the Supreme Court said in black and white letters. The information is right fucking there for you unless you're too lazy. Or you're so stupid you have to wait to have John Stewart say it and then have a nutty joke on the end of it. Or Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you what it says and then give you a smirk and then you can look down her shirt at her no cleavage. Or Mike Huckabee, I guess, who sat there and watched Jesus flip through the 77-page legal document and then put it down and start crying. Well, I don't understand what anybody thinks happened here or was going to happen. Did Mike Huckabee think that everybody was going to stop being gay if these laws were upheld? Or what? What? What did anybody think this was going to change? Nobody thought anything. That's the problem. There's 300 million of us. This country should not be this fucked up. Because I walk around and we all seem like reasonable people. You know, I travel all over the country, all seem like reasonable people. But, you know, for some reason, we're all too lazy to figure out what's really going on. It's enough already. With just listening to what people tell you. And accepting it as fact because you agree with their politics on this, that, or the other thing. I'm done with it all. I can't take it anymore. Aside from the fact that this is 3-5% of the population, and if the court ruling says what you think it says, and if you believe they're going to get gay marriage passed in all the other states, and if you think this means everybody's going to love them now, even if that meant everything, what about all the other fucking news that affects every single one of us? You know, like the NSA spying on everyone and violating the law and the Constitution? Now, if you're gay, or you're worried about gay rights, and you're trying to combat homophobia, I, for one, think you should be a little more concerned about the NSA culling everybody's personal information and listening to them on Facebook and listening to their Skype and reading their emails and listening to their telephone calls and collecting all that personal data if you're worried about homophobes. Why? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because, as I mentioned last week, all that personal data just doesn't go into Obama's office where, you know, you need two golden keys to listen to any of it. It goes through the hard drives of about 100,000 people. What was it, 140,000 people? 140,000 people with security clearance to see that personal information. You think one or two of them is a homophobe, maybe? Maybe. Maybe one or two of them might have a screw loose. Maybe one or two of them will defect and just let all that data loose. You know, if you think the world's full of bigots, you should be a little bit more concerned with that. You should at least mention that. Nobody mentioned that at all when that happened, and you've all completely forgotten about it. But gay marriage passed. Woo! Yay! Maybe. If it says what everybody told you it said, if you get it passed in all the other states. And I'm sorry to be Mr. Wet Blanket here for, you know, people who are listening who are gay and think this is a great event. You know, I hope I'm wrong. You know, for your sake, I hope I'm wrong, and this is the one of the few times the Supreme Court actually made a ruling that's cut and dried. You know, and I hope everything works out. But I have no reason to believe that. And if I were you, I'd be, you know, whatever. Approaching things differently, I suppose. As far as having a bunch of jackasses on my side who are just pretending to care, but I don't know. I guess when you're the minority, you don't really get to pick and choose. It's just everything is making my head spin right now. It's like, what the... This can't be happening. People can't honestly be acting like this, grown people. There's an immigration bill going through the Senate right now that may or may not legalize like a million people. Turn a million legal immigrants into legal citizens and do a bunch of other God knows what. It's 1,200 pages long. The Bible is 800 pages. They've been debating on it for about a month and a half. 1,200 pages. And they started debating on it the minute it hit the floor. So we've got a Senate full of assholes who didn't bother to read anything and just react. It's one thing for a bunch of stupid kids on Facebook to act like that. It's not really their job to know what's going on. I mean, it's their duty, but they're not getting paid for it. These senators, we're paying them to know what the fuck is going on. A 1,200-page bill hits the Senate floor, and they're arguing about it right from Jump Street as if any of them have a clue as to what's in it. 1,200 pages. Let me give you a little contrast. A couple of years ago, there's a lockout in the NBA, right? There's the National Basketball Association had a big labor dispute, okay, over the contract between the players and the owners. A contract that wasn't 1,200 pages long, okay? We're probably talking about maybe a 300, 400-page contract between the players and the owners, basically arguing over, you know, little things like salary cap and how the revenue gets sliced up and that sort of thing. That lockout went on for 160 days, and they were discussing it for 3 months before that. So roughly 200 days they spent with top-notch lawyers going back and forth over this contract, dissecting it, sifting through it, making sure there was no loopholes here, there, or anywhere. 200 days for a basketball contract. We've got a Senate bill that's going to legalize a million people, and they kicked it around for a month and a half and now they're voting on it. Do you see the absurdity of that? You know, any senator who didn't start bitching that they don't have enough time is an asshole who's not doing his job. Because we're not talking about a 1,200-page story here. I mean, just think about all the people who read Game of Thrones. And then something happens on the TV and they go, oh, wait, was that in the book? They have to go back and reread the book. Okay, and that's a story. This is 1,200 pages of legalese that doesn't have a beginning, middle, and end. You know, just paragraph 1, section 2. That has nothing at all to do with paragraph 8, section 5. Just a bunch of disjointed information that has to be analyzed and searched through. Who knows what the hell kind of details in there? Our senators don't. What the hell is going on? Where are the grown-ups? Where are the adults in this country? Are there any left? Okay, I know I'm being a wet blanket. Maybe, hopefully it's just, you know, a mood I'm in. But I've had enough of all this bullshit. I've had enough of people, grown-ups, acting like children. Am I done? Have I talked long enough? I think I stuck enough belly laughs in here to keep everybody entertained. That should count as a podcast. Huh? I got stuck plenty of yuck-yucks in there. Jay says no one's going to listen ever again. Well, you know what? Good. Nothing else happened this week, apparently. What's this? I don't want to... Is this going to make me more angry or less angry? It says it has nothing to do with gay marriage, he says. Does it... Fine. Does it have anything to do with people not acting like idiots? He says not to read it. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to... What is this? There's a story here about a trend in young people called eyeball licking. Are you fucking kidding me, man? A story about the choking game where young adults choke each other. Big booting. A game where kids kick each other in the back of the head. Is this from The Onion or what? This is really things people are doing in high school for kicks, for grins. They're kicking each other in the back of the head and licking each other's eyeballs. Is this a real story? We're fucked. This country's fucked. What time is it? That's going to be enough, man. It's not going to get any better from here. How about I leave this story here about high school kids licking each other's eyeballs and kicking each other in the back of the head? How about I leave that for next time? What's this? A story about 2 13-year-olds who killed an old woman with a hatchet. What are you doing to me, man? Well, I guess normally it's funny. Nothing's funny to me today. Actually, I had one funny moment today in my head. Because I notice now that the gay community is using this pink equal sign more than the rainbow flag, which I think is good. I don't think the rainbow flag really conveys what you're going for. I mean, if you're rallying against injustice and inequality, I don't think a rainbow flag, doesn't really convey that. I think the pink equal sign, that's way better. But anyhow, I was thinking about that. Also, there's people who don't really know what the rainbow flag means. And when the ruling came down this week, there's a shop that just, I don't know how they stay in business. All they sell are lawn ornaments and like wind socks and stuff. And they're all rainbows because, it's an old woman and she has no idea that the rainbow is a symbol of the black community and it goes on your lawn, so it's a rainbow and it's pretty. So she's got in front of her store, to the side of her store, there's a vacant grass lot and she has about 3 dozen of these lawn ornaments and wind socks just stuck in the ground, and it's like, a bear on a rainbow bicycle and a rainbow windsock and then this and that. Everything's rainbow-colored. I drove past that, and I just had like a little fantasy of a bunch of homophobes seeing this news story and then seeing that and just going apeshit and smashing up her store and dragging her out in the street and beating the shit out of her. Yeah. And she's screaming because she has no idea what they're pissed off about, and they have no idea. She doesn't know it has anything to do with gays. She's like 89 years old, and a comedy of errors that made me laugh as I drove past it, picturing that. Jay says to stop now. Fine. Well, okay. So practice podcast number 2 is all done. That went well. See, number 1 was like the funny one, and then this was like the angry one. So then number 3, I'll get the funny and angry together, and then we'll be off to the races again. Huh? If anybody's still listening, if I haven't insulted the entire audience. Thanks for listening. Until next time, think. You too.